righteous cause. Come on this morning and shout for joy and gladness, because may they always say, may we always say, the Lord be exalted, who delights in well-being of his servant. In other words, who delights in blessing his servant with peace. You know, that's what God loves to do. He loves to bless us and manifest peace. He loves to bless us and manifest the blessing. What is the blessing? The blessing is the blessing of the Lord that makes us rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. So I want to welcome you this morning to our Shift Today radio experience. My name is Nina Roach, and I am your morning ministry host, and it is a pleasure and an honor to walk alongside of you, excuse me, on this journey of faith. And what is the journey of faith? Everything that God has done is done by faith. When he created creation, he did it by faith. We are the righteous. We are the ones with the faith, the measure of God's faith. And what are we doing every single day? Not only on this broadcast, but in our devotional time, we are increasing our faith by hearing the word of God. You know, you couldn't even become righteous until you heard the word of God, that you had to hear something different. You had to hear that the veil had been ripped and that you now have an opportunity by the invitation of the Holy Spirit as he revealed what Jesus had already done for you and I. And you went right on past that veil and said, you know what? I want what I have just what? Heard. Hearing is so critical in the kingdom of God. Hear what I'm telling you today. How can God manifest all of the gifts that he's given you? You got so many gifts. Do you realize that? That's what I believe grace means. And I even put that in today's devotional. That's what grace means. Gifts received at Christ's expense. Yep, that's what I, gifts received at Christ's expense. Christ had a great expenditure by making his body a living sacrifice that was holy and acceptable to God. He contended with man. He contended with that sin and said, no more, because I've been sent to destroy the works of the devil. So guess what? The works of the devil have already been destroyed. So if it's still manifesting on our watches, or wherever we are, we can do something about it, especially believers. Because guess what? When we became believers from hearing the word of God and acknowledging that Jesus is Lord, we received all that Jesus died for. That's what grace means. Gifts received at Christ's expense. Gift of salvation. The gift of healing, the gift of wealth. That's why he kept saying all throughout scriptures, especially in Deuteronomy, he said, remember that it's me that made you rich. Remember that it's me that made you whole. Remember that it's me that gave you a new name. Remember that it's me that brought you out of darkness with a heavy right hand and brought you on into the marvelous light. And you didn't have to do anything about it because Christ did it for you. That was his expense. So that expense of sin is no longer your expense. That's why I tell believers and even unbelievers that sin is no longer your issue, because there is only an issue if there is not a what? Result. There's not an end. There's only an issue if there's not some sort of outcome. There's only an issue if it's something that has never been resolved. Sin has been resolved forever. Righteousness has been resolved forever. Everything that God wants to do has been resolved forever. Your forgiveness and my forgiveness has been resolved forever. So only time issues exist is when there's a people who are basically not knowledgeable of their covenant of what God has already said that has been resolved. Hear what I'm telling you today. That's why God is looking forward and looking to and fro. I can see him in heaven every day. Say, who can I show myself strong through that they would get a revelation of the resolve? Hear what I'm telling you today. We got to get a revelation of the resolve. Healing is resolved. Sickness is resolved. Lack is resolved. So if it still exists, we got to get an awakening powerful so that faith can come to know that there is a resolve. Your being and being righteous, that's already resolved. God has already made the way of escape. If there wasn't a way of escape, there would still be struggle. There would still be sin in the earth. God has removed that for all of us. Hear what I'm telling you this morning on our Shift Today radio experience. So that's why I started off this broadcast this morning to say, let the ones that have been vindicated by the Lord, by gifts received, that's what grace means, gifts received at Christ's expense, shout for joy and gladness. Woo-hoo! Come on, shout for joy, for gladness, because Jesus came to your defense. He came to my defense, and we can continually say, make this your daily first decree with me. Great is the Lord. Let the Lord be magnified, who takes pleasure in the prosperity of the saints. In other words, he takes pleasure in your welfare. He takes pleasure in your peace. He takes pleasure when you're manifesting joy in the midst of what may not be making you happy, because happiness only means something is happening at the present moment that's making you happy. But how many times, you know, and I've experienced it many times, I've seen many of our team members experience it many times, many of our legacy partners experience it many times, many of my believing faith natural family experience it many times, that we can still have joy in place in the midst of a not so good situation, in a disappointing situation. We can keep and maintain and hold that joy, because it's one thing for God to send it to you, but it's another thing for you to hold it and maintain it. It's like when you get something, it's like, hold it, don't spend it, just hold it and maintain it and manage it and increase in it, because that's what he called us to, told us to do in Genesis. He says, hey, be fruitful. And that doesn't mean having babies. That means be fruitful, produce something, produce what my word. And how do you produce the word? By being transformed by the renewing of your mind. When God shows you something in one of those 66 books, I'm telling you something. You're reading a written, living vision, because the word is living. You're reading a living vision, open vision of God, waiting for you to produce it. Hear what I'm telling you. That's what being fruitful is talking all about, being fruitful. And then he said, and then multiply that fruitfulness. Share it with others. Increase it. That's the greater works. The more people you share the revelation of their righteousness, the revelation of what faith can do, being the currency of exchange to get results in the earth, hey, I'm telling you, we can see some dynamic results together. Let's go right in and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today, for you are our delight. You are our vindication. You came to our rescue. You came to defend us. And so this morning, we got that joy in place and gladness. And we're going to always keep saying to let your name be exalted. You said you exalted your word above your name. And so we're going to say, let the Lord be magnified who delights in our well-being. For we are your servants. We are your people. We are your righteous ones. And our tongues will not complain. Our tongues are going to proclaim your righteousness all the days of our lives. Hear what I'm telling you today on this Shift Today radio experience. And so, Holy Spirit, we welcome you to this experience. Do what only you can do best. I can't do it. Only you can do it. And so go beyond my words, through my mind, speak through my lips of clay, and just say what you want to say to meet the needs of the people. Open up our hearts, because we're willing. And sometimes, even if we're not willing, help us to become willing, since we plan to be on this broadcast this morning. And even for those listening later, in the name of Jesus, I pray. And so, Satan, we just remind you that we're going to continually proclaim the name of God. We're going to continually say what he has said as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And we're going to continually remind you that you are under our feet and you have no power. And we're not going to give you any power by speaking the wrong things. But we have realized that death and life is in the power of our tongues. And now the power is in our hands. And we got the power back by the revelation of the word of God. And we're going to keep our power. We're going to say what God has said. And we're going to continue to shout with joy what the Lord has done, because he has rescued us from out of your hands and out of your kingdom. He snatched us out and brought us into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of love, and the kingdom of righteousness. And we're going to do it all by faith and continually give glory to our God. If you agree with that prayer, why don't you go ahead and say amen? And while you're at it, because we're in such a high place, come on, let's build ourselves up by praying in the Holy Ghost. And if you've never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it belongs to you, righteous one, especially if you've acknowledged Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It's part of your benefit package. So go ahead and get the whole thing. Now, you know, that's what they did, even with Megan. She got into the kingdom, came right out of Los Angeles, California, and the first thing she had to do to become in the royal family is to get baptized. So not only do you get baptized in water in the kingdom of God when you come on and come on into the house, home is where you belong. So since you're home, get all the benefits while you're here on the earth. He says, as it is in heaven, you were speaking in tongues before you got here. You had to learn your native tongue. I mean, your natural earthly tongue. You had to learn to speak English, learn to speak Spanish. But you were born speaking your native tongue. How did you think you communicated to God? You communicated to God, hear what I'm telling you this morning, by revelation knowledge. You were speaking in tongues. You were speaking spirit to spirit. God is spirit. You are a spirit. God is God, the only all-powerful, almighty God. You are a God, or little G-O-D, to do the works of God, to demonstrate the power of God. So go ahead and speak to your Father the way that you were. And if you've never been baptized in the Holy Spirit, ask him to baptize you right now and give you utterance and give you interpretation of what you're saying. That's when you know you're growing too. Start, especially believers, start asking God for that interpretation by the Holy Spirit of what you're saying in your natural mind so that he can give you, coming up out of your spirit, man, give him the interpretation of what you're praying for. A lot of times you'll realize you're not even praying for you, which most times you aren't. The Holy Spirit is praying for you. He's interceding for you in the earth, and you're praying for somebody else or praying for the answer or the way of escape, even for the thing that you might be challenged with. And you want to pray in tongues, because when you're praying in tongues, this is what I love. Satan doesn't even know what we're talking about. Come on, build yourselves up and continue to pray in your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh, yeah, God, we got the upper hand, even in our nation. We're standing for your righteous cause, as we're talking about this morning on Shift. So we're going to build ourselves up, praying in the Holy Ghost, in our most holy faith. Mysteries are being revealed. Mysteries are being released. These are the benefits of praying in the Holy Ghost. I pray more in tongues, as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14, even than I do in my natural earthly language. We got to stay spiritually fit and enter into the supernatural realm by praying in the Holy Ghost. You're building yourself up. You're strengthening your inner man. Not only that, you're magnifying God. You're bringing refreshment now and rest to your spirit man, which is the real you, Arabasike, living inside of that body with the soul. Come on, build yourselves up. When you're praying in tongues, you're rallying the sound of victory. Arabasike, that's the place that we always start as believers. We start from a place of victory. Arabasike, we don't start from a place of defeat and disappointments and things that have happened to us from the past, or even something that's happening even in the moment. We're starting from a place of victory. See, that's the Holy Spirit praying through you. He's praying his language. He's praying his answers. He's rising above your flesh, your soul. When you're praying in tongues, believer, you're praying the highest form of the prayer of agreement with the Holy Ghost. You're praying in spirit and you're praying in truth. If you agree with that prayer that you've just prayed with the Holy Ghost, why don't you go ahead and say amen? Because you know it's perfect. So you can always say amen, which means so be it. Let that prayer in tongues be in my life in the name of Jesus. We're going to kick off November real strong with the spirit of thanksgiving for what the Lord has done, and I don't mean has done like of 2018, what he did over 4,000 years ago through Jesus. We're still thanking God for what the Lord has done. Hear what I'm telling you today. He's made us righteous. He's made us healthy. He's made us wealthy. He's made us free. He's made us to walk in truth. He's made us to walk in light. He's made us to communicate back with him the right way. He's made us to think right again in the name of Jesus and behave right in the name of Jesus. This is all what God has done. See, these are gifts from God, grace. God's gifts received at Christ's expense. Everything God does for you. Nothing in the kingdom is earned. Make sure you read today's Devo, A Perfect Righteousness. Your faith will work even better when you know that you have a perfect righteousness. Your righteousness is already perfect. Why? Because Jesus is perfect. And I talked about that, what grace means to me, gifts received at Christ's expense. That was a costly price for our Savior. And he paid it, and he did it well. Amen. So let's go right into a few scriptures this morning as we're kicking off our November. And I hope you've already, if you haven't done it yet, write in your journals, prophesy to your November. Tell your November what you want it to be. Hear what I'm telling you today. And so here we go. We're starting off this morning talking about, let me pull up all my scriptures because I'm ready for you this morning. Oh, yeah. The righteousness. You got to know that you're righteous. Okay, where are we at? Here we go. Proverbs 12:5. So many versions that are good from Proverbs 12:5. I'm going to start off this morning from the Passion Translation. The lovers of God, say that's me. Come on, you know this is an experience that you open up your mouth, not just listen to me, a puppet what I say. You open up your mouth and you engage your spirit. The lovers of God are filled. Here it is. Here it is. You think these are good ideas that you just get? No. God says he's filling your good ideas. It says the lovers of God are filled with good ideas. Isn't that good? So just think, whatever you're creating and it's already good, God says, because you're a lover of him. And so if you're a lover of God, you are already filled with good ideas. Say that. I am filled with good ideas because I'm a lover of God. And that, what else does it say in Proverbs 12:5 from the TPT? It says, and that are noble and pure. That means your thoughts are noble and pure. See, that's what happens in the new creation. That's what you've been given. Noble and pure thoughts. It says, but the schemes of the sinner are crammed with nothing but lies. Let's go and read this also from the Voice. It says, the thoughts of the right living tend towards just and that, but the guidance of the wicked is trickery and treachery. That's not us. We get our guidance because from the Word of God, we have our thoughts of right living. Because when you're righteous, righteous people, righteous spirits have righteous thoughts. They have righteous behavior, and they have righteous words. Jesus came to fulfill everything to make us right again with God, rip the veil, put his blood in the Holy of Holies, which means that was the highest blood. That not, it was above the bloods of animals and bulls and goats and all of that other that God had required of them in the old covenant. That's why in the new covenant we have better promises. So then your thoughts are filled with that, with righteousness. Proverbs 29:7 from the Voice says, the just get involved with the poor. So what do righteous people do? People that are selfish, people that are loveless, they're not considering the poor. But the righteous are, we are. We are involved with the poor, and we know their issues. So in other words, we're not just dropping a little coin in a bucket. For us and our team and Carol, the outreach director, and when we go out, we're sitting down on the curb with the poor. We want to know about their issues. We want to know how we can help them. But what did the wicked do? Cannot even comprehend, the voice says, such concerns. Even from the TPT, Proverbs 29:7. I'm going somewhere this morning, so hold on. It says, God's righteous people will pour themselves out for the poor, but the ungodly make no attempt to understand or help the needy. Every time you give to Shift Today Ministry, to that GO team, or if you're looking for a place to always give, give to that GO team. So you're giving to the poor. Because guess what? Even if you don't have the time to go, we're saying from Shift Today platform, we're willing to go, we're willing to give, and we're willing to find out what their needs are. Hear what I'm telling you today. And so therefore, every time you give to the GO team, you're righteous. You have thoughts about the poor, and then you're showing it in an action. You're demonstrating your love of God for the poor. And I'm going to tell you, every time you give to the poor, God says that he is faithful to repay you. Hear what I'm telling you. So don't look for Shift to repay you. Even with your tithe, Shift can't repay you from your tithe. That's God's job to rebuke the devourer for your sake. I'm getting on to the money thing tomorrow. That's tomorrow. But hear what I'm telling you today. Well, every time you sow a seed, we're not giving it back to you, sowing and reaping. That's your responsibility, and it's God's responsibility as you obey him. As I mentioned yesterday, the greatest desire of God, and I can clearly see it, why Abraham was so blessed and exceedingly rich. It wasn't that because of all of the things that God gave him. Abraham got exceedingly blessed and got exceedingly rich because he was obedient. And maybe you don't like that word, but that's a word that God loves. He enjoys our obedience. In other words, he enjoys the requirements and the actions that are motivating your heart to respond to his word. Maybe I'll put it that way. Is that a good definition for obedience? You are responding through an action that you have heard from his instructions or something that he has deposited into your heart. God's greatest goal, and as long as you continue to respond from the invitation of how he invited you to partner with him on his missional experience and his missional purpose for your life, as you are making disciples, you're baptizing, or if you're not baptizing, you're leading them to a platform such as Shift where we can make the disciples together. Because every time you invite them, you're helping making them. Hear what I'm telling you today. And maybe you don't have the words, but we as leaders, we do. And you're still a leader too. Maybe you're just a leader that's out there in the street that's leading them to the seats. Hear what I'm telling you today, so that they can be trained up in righteousness and know who they are and know what they have obtained through the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Hear what I'm telling you today. So therefore, when you are obeying Christ, that the word of God, that's God's greatest desire. That's how you don't get off a track. It's so the wealthiest places right now are not the oil wells. The wealthiest places to me are the graveyards, because there were a lot of people, including the righteous, that did not follow the instructions. Somewhere they got off track, and guess what? God did not take their lives. The enemy stole their lives because of what? Probably some simple disobedience, even like probably constantly putting sugar in their bodies or not eating the right things naturally, speaking the wrong words, like, you know, saying the wrong things over and over again, and then that one last time of maximizing that lie or that word or something from the past or something that the enemy said. That's why I can clearly say and see in 2 Corinthians 10:5 where God says, take no thought saying in Matthew 6. Don't take the thought and say. Why don't you first get the thought or whatever thought comes to you? Because thoughts are always coming to you. And I believe that settles ADD, ADHD, and all of that. All we have to do is get people to be trained on how to think and recognize the thoughts that are coming to them, and even recognize to discern that the thoughts that are coming to them, if they are God's thoughts, their thoughts, or the enemy's thoughts. Hear what I'm telling you today. It's either one of those three, but ultimately one of those two. One of those two are, and how should I say it, filling your mind, filling your soul. They're only being propelled or launched from one of those platforms, either the heaven's kingdom or the kingdom of darkness. So you have to discern, where is this thought coming from? And then don't open up your mouth and take the thought. Because every time you take the thought by saying, it's how you either give God legal ground or Satan legal ground. Just think, every place where you are right now has come from a thought that you have said. It is. And that's why the enemy keeps bombarding you with thoughts, because he's getting you to try to take it. And that's the same reason with God. He's trying to constantly remind you of who you are. You're right. So believe that you're right. Start confessing that you're right. Fully persuade your own self until you keep saying it and saying it, that I'm the righteousness of God. Even when you fail, say I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. No weapon formed against me will cross. Even if I fall 7 times as the righteous, I'm getting back up. I'm going to continue at it, and I'm going to do it over and over again. I believe that I'm righteous. I'm going to walk righteous. I'm going to think righteous. I'm going to speak righteous. I'm going to behave righteous. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So you get a chance to be a sturdy watchtower. You got to watch over your thoughts. Proverbs 18:10 says, the eternal is known to be like a sturdy watchtower. And those who do right flee to him. That's why we'll be protected. That's why you can reinforce your covenant always from Psalms 91 of protection. Why? Because you are right. So much, many times we preach on faith, and we have to preach on faith. Yes, we do. But it even takes the faith to believe that you're right, because faith is acting on what you believe. So I got to remind you that you are right so you can start acting on what you believe, because he says in Proverbs 1:17 from the Amplified Bible, for in the gospel the righteousness of God is revealed, both springing, here it is, from faith and leading to faith. So we need faith. We're not going to dismiss faith, but we got to know that we got to reveal righteousness of the good news. What's good news of the gospel? It's gospel means good news. So we have to reveal the good news of Jesus. And it's unveiling, constant revelation, because your true transformation is coming from revelation knowledge as you're thinking about the word of God over and over again. That's what I guarantee you. I want to know, if you're not seeing changes, the first thing I'm going to ask you is, first, what promise are you standing on? The second thing I'm going to ask you is, how much are you thinking about what God has said about your situation? Because the more you think about it, that's meditation. And what comes from meditation? Revelation. So that's why he says, even in TPT, the Passion Translation from Romans 1:17, it says, the gospel unveils, and this was today's scripture in today's Devo, the gospel unveils a continual revelation of God's righteousness. Here's where I got my title, a perfect righteousness given to us when we believe. So you got to believe that you're right with God. You got to believe that God made you right. That's a gift from God. You did not make yourself right. That's the religious people try to make themselves right. Don't wear this. Take that off. Put that on. Say this. Don't say that. See, that's religious. God's perfect righteousness to you by grace. He says it's by grace through faith. In other words, it's by the gift that is accepted at Christ's expense. Christ died for your gift. And so take the gift of righteousness. It's a perfect righteousness given to you. When did you receive it? The moment you believed. That not the moment you worked for it, because you'll still be working for righteousness according to the world's way, according to religious way. But if God's righteousness is a perfect righteousness when you believe, and then it says from the Romans 1:17, and it moves us from receiving life through faith, here it is, to the power of living by faith. And didn't he tell us that in Habakkuk? Didn't he tell us that in Romans, that the just shall live by faith? And this is what the scripture means when it says, we are right, Romans 1:17, the Passion Translation, with God through life-giving faith. Hear what I'm telling you today? Galatians 3:11. What the scripture says from the Passion Translation, the scriptures reveal, and it is obvious that no one achieves, in other words, works for the righteousness of God by attempting to keep all of that Mosaic law, 600 and plus laws, and then the little laws that you create for yourself. For it is written, those who have been made holy will live holy and by faith. So you've been made righteous. You've been made holy. So everything in the kingdom of God, honey, it ain't no makeshift. And you've been made right, you've been made holy, You've been made pure. You've been made good. So walk in it because it's all good. Amen. Say that. It's all good. Say this confession with me. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I have been made right. I have been made holy. I have been made pure. And so therefore I uphold the righteous causes of God. See, I told you I was getting to something. I said all of this today just to let you know. This is November 1st. I've already given you a petition by the request of the Holy Spirit. Hear what I'm telling you this morning. Put your ear really close to the phone, real close. Is it really close? You got the earphone in? You got it in really close? Hear what me and the Holy Spirit are about to say. Vote. You've been made right so you can vote for justice, for the poor, put the right judges in. I'm talking about this for the rest of the month until the, after till November 6th, Monday, Tuesday. Come on the show. Vote by faith. Vote for righteous causes. There's no place in the Bible where God aborted anything. God only aborts the plans of Satan. He does not abort babies. Hear what I'm telling you today? He does not abort legal marriages from one man and one woman. He came to destroy the works of the devil. Right? So vote right. Be right. And behave right. In the name of Jesus. Vote right. Believe right. Speak right. Where's Jesus? He on the right. Uh-huh. The right hand of God. Where are you? Seated in heavenly places. On the right. And I'm not telling you how to vote. You vote left or right. Because if the left is saying right, then you vote right. If the right is doing right, then you vote right. But vote for the platform that's voting the Bible as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. May the Lord bless, watch, guard, and keep over you today. And may the Lord's face shine upon you. And may the Lord lift up his approving countenance and give you peace and tranquility of heart today. Say this with me. I am right. I will vote right because I believe right. I will vote for justice in the name of Jesus. Amen. Woo, that's a good segment. Thank you, Legacy Partners, for making the mission possible. You know why? Because you're right. And we're doing it together the right way in Jesus' name. I love you, and God bless you.